This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
How important is integrity in our leaders?
Look, I think integrity really goes to the heart of whether we can trust a leader or not. So integrity is all about someone being consistent and being whole and undivided and integrated. It really speaks to whether we think that we can trust somebody.
Looking for integrity in a leader, what is it we're actually looking for, Yvette? Like, how can we trust someone, particularly one of our leaders?
Well, typically and traditionally, most books on leadership that kind of speak to this issue of trust look at the character of a leader and look at the capability of the leader. So character is all those things about, are they good for their word? Do they put other people's needs above their own? What are their values? And capability is all about whether someone has the skills to do the job and can they apply those skills under pressure or in complexity. Interestingly, Henry Cloud, in his book on integrity, built a third category and looked at this issue of reality. And his big question was, does the leader have the courage to meet the demands of reality? And so under pressure, do they spin, do they blame or put their head in the sand when there are problems? Is that leader really oriented towards truth and are they authentic?
And Yvette, do you reckon, let's just talk about the sphere of politics, do you think that myself as a voter, can I actually make good assessments of leaders' competency, character and reality, even if I'm not that politically engaged? Do you know what I mean? If I'm not looking at headlines all the time, if I'm not reading articles all the time, but can I still make these kind of assessments?
You know, once every 4 years, absolutely watch the news a bit more or read the newspaper a bit more, because we're making big decisions about who's running our nation and who's funding our public service and all of those sorts of things when we do vote. So it is a good time if you're going to switch on the news a bit more to do that. But yeah, there's lots of things we can do when we're assessing someone's character and competence. So in thinking about character, some of the things I look for is somebody walking the talk and what are their values and should they be the basis of our national values? So for example, is economic management important and how important is it to faithfully steward the resources of our nation? Does the leader treat people with dignity? Are they fair? How do they look after the vulnerable? Are they implementing a moral agenda that I agree with? So for example, is someone interested in protecting the environment or protecting the sanctity of life? And how does that person use their power for the powerless and the vulnerable? Maybe questions that you want to think about when assessing somebody's character.
Yes.
Another thing we could look at is around how to assess somebody's competence. And, for example, do they deliver on their promises?
And Yvette, as we head then into a federal election this year, am I understanding you correctly that you're saying when I go to place my vote, integrity in who I'm voting for is a big deal?
100%. You know, some voters are pretty transactional. They might just think, you know, what's in it for me? Are there tax cuts? Or if my electorate's in a particularly marginal area, there might be some good things people are going to promise me that might benefit me and my family. But what I want to challenge you and your listeners to really think about is that we are living in pretty ambiguous times and we don't know necessarily the challenges and problems that we're going to face as a nation. And so the best predictor of the kind of decisions our leaders will make will be really in thinking about their integrity. So that's the best predictor of being able to trust future decisions of our leader for unknown problems. And so I want you and your listeners to really think about, are our politicians making decisions for their own career or appearance, or is it in the best interest of our nation and for future generations?
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.